You are loved, and you should love in return. Christianity, repentance, salvation, the gospel. What is it all about? What does God want with us? It is about two things. Number one, the fact that God loves us. God so loved the world that he gave, John 3:16. Number two, that we love him in return. We love because he first loved us, 1 John 4:19. Isn't it about a lot of other things as well? No, nothing else at all. Every other good thing is the inevitable result of this. Who loves us with great and pure love? Jesus Christ does. He has demonstrated that powerfully. Who loves him in return? Everyone who becomes aware of his exalted love, of course. Because God loves you with perfect love, there is only one thing he wants for you, and that is to do you good. That is the only thought and plan he has with you. It isn't anything worse than that. When a man naturally loves a woman and therefore wants to do something good for her, he will give her gifts and such. And when she likes his person and his personality, she loves him in return and is relatively extremely happy in this world as long as this relationship lasts. And yet, this happiness is nothing compared to that which occurs when you are loved by God through his dear and perfect Son, Jesus Christ, so that you love him in return. Why? Because his love is so unspeakably much greater, because he is so much richer and more powerful, and most of all, because his character, his personality, his disposition is so infinitely better, nobler, and more glorious in every possible way. Imagine being loved by him. What happiness! How great! What an offer! No wonder that the gospel is called the good and glad tidings. Who are you, dear soul, that you should say, no thank you, to this, that you would reject him, that you would rather choose to be without him? He has given his life for you, suffered everything for you, atoned for all your sin, paving a way out from all sin and the curse, so that you should be allowed to walk on it. For Christ also suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. 1 Peter 3:18. Confess your sins and he will forgive you everything. 1 John 1:9. Pray for power and he will strengthen you. He will give you faith, love, spirit, and power to do what is right and good in his eyes. And you will be completely happy, always happy. You will get everything you need to put your affairs in order, to acknowledge and make amends for what you have done wrong. You will receive everything you need from him who is rich in power and goodness and who loves you, so you will be able to do what you cannot do now, namely, to do good and cease from doing evil. Start loving him. He loves you. Say yes to him. Love him. Then you will get to experience what his unspeakably great love will bring you in the way of unthinkable and unspeakable happiness and glory in your heart. Nothing is better than to love and be loved in return, especially when it is such a person who loves us and whom we now love in return. Do not say no to him. Jesus is calling you now.